Long story short, they had to come to my house, tow my car, but they fixed it for free, so it's fine.
Oh.
It's all we can ask for, right?
Yeah. So enough about me. Here we are, and now we're recording finally. I felt so awful. I called Laura and I was like, I can't record today. Like, it's not happening. I'm on the verge of a breakdown, so it's not happening. Welcome back to another episode of And Here's Why.
We are here because a rich family has lost everything. They're starting from scratch in the quaintest of towns.
This episode, as per usual, a special guest joins us.
Today we have here with us Julian Winters. Woo! Woo. Insert claps here.
Welcome, Julian, and thank you so much for joining us. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure, and thank you for having me. I am Julian Winters. I am a young adult author of almost three, by the time this comes out, it'll be three contemporary fiction books. First one is Running with Lions, second one, How to Be Remy Cameron, and the third is The Summer of Everything. And I'm just an average geek who just loves everything pop culture, like everything. I'm the guy who's going to be on Wikipedia researching everything after I finish a movie or a TV show. So
wow, you and Lauren are like soulmates. Like, let me stop you right there.
Yep. I watch something and I'm like, well, now I have to learn literally everything about this. Let's go. Yep.
I have to know who's saying this theme song.
I'm so excited to dive into this with you guys because I feel like you're going to be so informative to both myself and the listeners. So this is going to be a great time.
Real quick.
Julian, why is Schitt's Creek one of your favorite TV shows?
I think it's one of my favorite TV shows because, well, first it's funny as, like, I don't know what. It's ridiculously funny. Every episode I have found more than five reasons to laugh out loud, which is kind of weird when you're sitting there by yourself and you're just like laughing loudly and you're like, oh, this is just. Okay, you're by yourself on this. But it's so funny. It's also this, I don't know, it's almost like watching Schitt's Creek is like putting on your favorite like 5-year-old t-shirt that's worn soft from being washed way too many times, slipping into like the most comfortable pair of joggers and just being you. And that's what it's like watching that show for me. It's just like, I'm in this moment where I just feel the most comfortable. I feel the most at ease. It's such relatable content. It has moments where it just catches you off guard, where you're just like, whoa, what is that emotion? And why is it happening right now? It just, I don't know.
Pairs best with wine. Yep.
Yes! That's why I think it just means so much to me. It's just because it feels like home, but at the same time, it never lets you get too comfortable where you're just like, oh, okay, I know what's going to happen. No, you just don't know. I think it's in the best way that you don't know. There's a couple of times where I was just like, wait, what just happened?
That is probably one of my favorite things about this show is that it is so goofy and silly. But like you said, there are these raw moments of emotion that you're like, why am I feeling this right now? Like, can we go back to laughing? Because I'm about to cry. Exactly. I'm wine drunk. Let's rewind. Like,
it's a tragedy, low-key, you know, because I mean, it's sad what happened to the family. I know it's a comedy, but I'm just saying it's supposed to be like, oh, this is tragic. Like they lost everything and they're starting over. But the comedy truly just comes from the way the family interacts with one another. Like, I think that's what my favorite aspect of it was, because my family is so funny. I feel like sometimes I have these weird interactions, like whether it's with my brother or my mom or whoever. And it's just so funny. And that part to me was relatable. Just like the way they speak to one another sometimes. I can't. And it's amazing. So
and the worst of times, the way they talk to each other, you're just like.
Like, are we sure we love each other? Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is a pivotal moment. And really, this is what's happening. But yeah, I think that is what is so relatable, especially when it comes like to your own family. Because you know, like in the strangest of times when you're around your family. the craziest things come out of your mouth.
Holidays. Like, oh gosh. All the Christmas clapbacks. That's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. Oh my God. What I found so amusing was that the woman who plays Alexis, I think Annie Murphy is her name.
Yes.
Love Alexis. Yes.
She said that she watched a ton of YouTube clips of the Kardashians, and just her comments where she was like, yeah, I only watched YouTube clips because I could not like stomach watching a full episode. But she's like, I definitely tried to get the little wrist thing from, you know, the broken wrist when the Kardashians all hold their purses. It's kind of that like Paris Hilton little flair. So she's
We're 5 minutes into this and you're blowing my mind. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I had no idea that was the inspo.
Oh, yes. Yep. She drew a lot from the Kardashians, and Dan Levy, his whole reason for even making the show was the idea of, would the Kardashians still be the Kardashians without their money? What would happen if a family that big, that wealthy, just lost everything? And he was like, so we just took that and clearly ran with it. And awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I had not seen anything like that before. So I was like, this is amazing. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. And I think what's so great is, while I don't know if that's the same movie with the Kardashians, they took that I'm obnoxiously rich and this is what I'm accustomed to. And in the beginning of the series, it's like almost like you're just like, oh, I really cannot stand this family. And as the seasons progress, just like, oh my gosh, I love them. Like, what's happening here? And I think I love what they did there, which was, once we take everything from you, we get to see your humanity and who you are. Yeah. And that, I think, was so powerful. Yeah.
Within the timeline of the show, they do such a good job of tackling kind of the modern day, what's politically correct and what's not, but they mm-hmm. do it in such a subtle way. Like, one of my favorite moments is when David is explaining to Stevie his sexual preferences through a wine analogy. And it was just fantastic because he's like, sometimes I like red, sometimes I like white, sometimes I want rosé. Like, we just never know. And I died. I thought that was like just the coolest thing that hasn't really been done in that way, at least that I've seen. And so I'm like, wow, way to make that such a cool moment, but not out and out have this like super deep conversation about it. They just touch on it, blow your mind, and then let you sit with it.
And then exactly. And then they just move on from it. And you're just like, oh, okay.
That's how it is.
It's so much about, exactly. I think Dan Levy did such a great job of normalizing so much that has become such, like you said, taboo topics, or topics where it's just like, oh, we have to be super sensitive about how we're going to approach this. And he's just like, no, you really don't. You just talk about it the same way you talk about anything else. Yeah, I love that about several different topics that they brought up throughout the show.
When I started watching this show, I know I was with you, Lauren. I was so shocked by the cast. Because I'm the type of person, I associate everything with something else. Like, it can't just be new to me, you know? And it's not like, oh, okay, here's this new show, this is this. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's that guy from Cheaper by the Dozen, Mr. Murtaugh. Like, that's like me seeing the dad. And then the mom, Moira, she's like, when she came on screen, I'm like, so familiar. And like, I'm sitting there thinking and it's bugging me. I'm like, that's the mom from Home Alone. And Lauren was like, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, it is. And she looked it up. She's like, yeah, it is. I was like, it's crazy. Like, that's just the type of person I am.
It's sad because I'm so old that when I look at them, I was like, oh, the dad is he's the guy from Splash who reveals that she's a mermaid. Or I see the mom, I'm like, oh my God, that's the stepmom from Beetlejuice. I'm like, oh, no one else knows these references. Okay, just going to keep this to myself.
I was forced against my will to watch Beetlejuice, and I was terrified.
What?
Okay, to be fair, I was really young, so like, let's just throw that in there. Yeah. I have not watched it important. As an adult, but as a child,
yeah, the 80s movies were some very, very dark, traumatic like stuff. I can't even, like, the kids movies, I can't go back and watch now because I just go back to that feeling of being scared, yeah, like sleeping with the lights on. Yeah, it's so, or just depressed. Like, oh my gosh, we won't go there. yeah, I feel you. I definitely feel you. Beetlejuice is one that I recommend for, you know, adulthood. 18 and up.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest. I've never seen Beetlejuice all the way through. So I said all the way through. Calm down. I feel so attached right now. This is like Lord of the Rings all over again.
Oh no. That I can understand. That is like you really have to be dedicated to sit through those movies.
Yeah, Lauren was like, don't look at how long they are. You won't watch them. And I was like, that's a fact.
You
like,
won't. No.
I know, Paige. And I was like, I swear, if you look at that duration, you are going to probably just shoot me.
She
instead,
knows.
So.
She knows.
But no, it totally blew my mind that Moira was from Home Alone. For whatever reason, I could not put her face. Maybe it was the hair, just the iconic
red
hair.
Yeah, the wigs.
Yeah. Maybe I just didn't associate her with that. But no, after I finally realized it, I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And then to hear her new way of speaking was hilarious. I guess she looked up a bunch of like arcane vocabulary. She said she wanted to kind of have fun with it and just speak very odd is the best way.
Literally, okay. I love her. How dramatic she is. There's one episode.
Yeah.
Yes, literally, I am looking in the mirror. Like, I'm having an out-of-body experience where I'm watching myself be overly dramatic. One of the early episodes where she's laying on the bed, and I think it's, like, the ceiling's dripping on her. Like, the level of whatever she's going through, I'm like, I feel that. Because she's just so, like, ridiculous. Like, she's like, oh, if you need me, you can find me here because I'll be dead because of, you know, just, like, being so dramatic. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's me, so.
Or the way that she says, bebe.
Ew! Stop!
Like, she can't just say, oh, Jocelyn, how's your baby? No, she's like, Jocelyn with the bebe. I'm like, okay. Next.
Really getting into character.
Or her high-pitched screaming. Ugh. Like, literally,
oh my goodness.
Belly laughs every time. I'm like, wow, I'm looking at Paige in 40 years. Like, this is just, this is crazy for me.
So true. Love that for me.
Now, Julian, what character do you think you related with the most? Because I know mine.
Oh, you know, it is. It's interesting because part of me is very much an Alexis in a way.
Love it.
Part of me is very much, you know, like I want to go out there and I want to accomplish all these things and I don't like to do it your way, so I'm going to do it my way kind of thing. I love that, but I'm also very much a Patrick. Like, I'm just this soft little cinnamon roll sometimes where I'm just, and my insecurity sometimes, like, I'm confident in a lot of things when it comes to other people. When it comes to myself, though, insecurities are loud and proud. And I feel that with Patrick where, you know, he could easily tell David what he's doing wrong, why he's doing wrong, and where he went wrong. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to himself, he's just like this very, you know, drawn in person, which is just like, you know, I don't know how to navigate these situations. And that's very much me. So
whoever wrote, it was probably Dan Levy. He just wrote Patrick's character so beautifully. Like, I don't think I've ever wanted to protect a fictional character with my life like I want to with Patrick. Like, he, as you said, cinnamon roll. Just so adorable, vulnerable. I could go on for days. He's perfect.
Yeah.
I love him. But Paige, yes. I'm very interested. What character do you see yourself in the most?
I don't know. I have to agree with Julian. I'm an Alexis. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a David. Okay.
Everyone's a little bit Alexis. Come on.
La 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 la.
A little bit Alexis.
That's my jam. Okay. No, there's one episode. I know I sent it to you on Snapchat, Lauren, when I was watching it. He's like, I think it's the beginning of season 2 is when it was, but he goes out to like the Amish farm, like he basically runs away.
Oh yeah. Like, yes.
That episode was me as David. just like he's out there. He's like, no, like this isn't working for me. I'm running away. I'm not coming back. And like he sees like their outfits and how they live. He's like, yeah, actually, never mind. Like it's fine. I'm like, that's just me. Like, again, I think it's kind of the dramatics coming back. Like there is a theme here.
Yeah.
But I know I have a problem. So we're working on it. Lauren, who are you?
So I think I'm most like Stevie. Funny enough,
I can see that. I
really associate myself with her really naturally. Like, I'm so drawn to her character in general. Yeah, she's just very dry, but she seems to kind of like you put her in random situations and she just flows so well with everybody. And I like to think of myself that way too. Just like, you could throw me in the middle of a random crowd and I'd probably make like 20 new friends. Like, that's just, I don't know. She's just, She's great.
It's because you do things like when we go out to eat, you call the servers by their name. It's like little things like that that make
you
like,
say that like it's a weird thing. That's a totally normal thing.
I'm complimenting you. It's not. Stop being defensive.
It's not, but I think every friend group has that one person who is that attentive. Yeah, it's not weird in the sense that, oh my gosh, no one on earth does it. But I think in the friend group, it's only that one person who is always that attentive to everyone.
That is so Lauren. And like, it definitely freaks them out because they're like, how do you know my name? They forget they have on the name tag. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. We had to bring her. Like, I'm sorry.
I still remember Kevin from IHOP, okay? I will never forget his face when I called him Kevin and he kind of was, like you said, taken back, like, whoa, for a second I forget I'm wearing a name tag. I'm like, listen, dude, I just want to get really personable. I don't know. Annie Murphy, she actually, just for all this coronavirus stuff going on, she did an Instagram live that I 100% participated in, by the way. She taught everyone how to do the Little Bit Alexis dance.
No way.
She went step by step and taught me personally how to do this a Little Bit Alexis dance, and definitely gonna take that to the club when we
can,
go out.
I want to learn how to do this.
Is it archived on the page? I'm gonna go look there.
It was so much fun. Like, she was in character the whole time.
I also love how, since everything's been going on with Corona, like, I think all of them have done various like charitable things via their Instagram or, you know, live streams and stuff like that. And I think it's like super, very much in character, though I'm pretty sure that's how they are as humans, but like very much like towards the end of the series, how you would picture them giving back.
Do you guys know how old Daniel Levy is?
I don't know.
No, I don't, because I don't even know how old his father is.
So he's 37, and that blew my mind. Yeah, because he looks really, really good to be 37. So just wanted to shout out his skincare routine, because it's working.
Whatever it is. I thought it was funny. I didn't realize that Dan and Eugene, that they were father and son. Thought that was amazing. And so naturally I was like, well, is Annie Murphy, not knowing her real name, I was like, oh, is she also a Levy? And then I found out that Twyla is actually the sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember Lauren having this breakthrough because I didn't watch the show at the time, but her and some other friends did. So we were all hanging out and she's like talking about this and it wasn't important to me. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Well, then I start watching it and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, relationships.
Yeah, no, I was the same way. I found out, I think, via Twitter, and everyone was talking, and I was like, yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm really not interested.
No one cares.
Yeah, one day, Netflix boy, you click on it, and it'll just hit you with, have you tried? No, I have not, Netflix. Let's see what you got. And I watched it, and then all of a sudden, I was just like, catching up to everybody's old tweets, like, oh my gosh, yeah, that moment. And it's like, this is weird, but also it's awesome.
You and Paige are cut from the same cloth, I swear.
Love that for us. Virtual high five.
Yeah.
I do have one complaint, and I just noticed it last night. So a friend and I were watching it, and we were talking. So like, I just like had it on, and it was like in the background, right? And because it's a good background show, truly. Like, it's something like, if I'm going to wash the dishes or cook or whatever, like, just to have it on. Because you hear funny things and you're laughing, but, like, you don't necessarily have to pay attention. So Anyways, where it's on, like, we'd be talking. There's random parts in the show that it just gets, like, obnoxiously loud. It's so bizarre. Like, they'll be talking, and then, like, maybe one person's mic. I don't know what's happening, but it's so loud, and I just noticed it last night. And she asked me, she's like, why is this show so loud? Like, in certain parts. I was like, that's a great question. So I just needed to just dish that, because if I have to say something nasty... That's what I can think of. So gotta keep it. I gotta play the, what's it called? The devil's advocate or something.
I think it's your TV, because that's never been a problem for me, but
really?
That's just my little hot take on it.
It's just like the little music and stuff that they'll do when they switch scenes. Or maybe it'll just be maybe. One person. It's so bizarre. I'm like, why? Maybe it is though, because I did have the sound bar on and I feel like it's pretty sensitive. So maybe.
The problem is you. Laughing. No, I'm kidding.
Operator trouble or operator error. Okay.
Annie Murphy originally was trying to play Stevie, which I cannot see at all.
No.
Yeah, well, because she had brown hair. And so Eugene, good old Big Papa, he was like, no, I don't see her as Alexis. She's a brunette. She'll try out for Stevie. And then that didn't work out. And Dan's like, well, I want her on the show. So, like, dye your hair. And she was like, okay.
What the heck? Okay.
I could have never seen her as Stevie. Ever.
No. Absolutely yeah,
no,
not.
No.
Wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
That's a hard no.
I loved when they did the Cabernet. Or Cabaret? Cabernet.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I just say a wine?
Can we talk about how hard I cried during that episode? But also, Cabernet is fine.
Okay. You definitely did. I'm like, they're doing wine? Is that a thing? Like, what?
The cabaret.
Moira Rose would make that work, okay?
This is true. She could probably pull it off. A little dancing wine glass number.
Oh, I love exactly. Lord.
No, yeah, that was my favorite episode, though. Her and Patrick... kill it. But theater's just great, in my opinion. So, but don't watch Cats because it was trash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The new one?
Yeah, the one with Taylor Swift and like Jason
you
Derulo.
You watched it?
Unfortunately, those are hours of my life I can't get back ever again.
What? When did you watch it? This is new. Why? You didn't tell me.
I didn't feel like I needed to share. It was that bad.
It's one of those memories that you box up and keep in the closet.
Well, I'm like, if it's a PSA not to watch it, you should have like been like, hey, I watched it. Don't watch it.
All of the trailers were a PSA.
Yeah.
That is so true. We were somewhere. We went to see a movie or something because I remember seeing that and you were like, is that Taylor Swift? And you literally everyone, is that so? Because we were just shocked because that was quite the cast.
Yeah.
That was quite the cast. Okay, go ahead.
James Corden just has this unfortunate magnetic energy towards trash movies with singing. And he's so talented, in my opinion, but geez. Like, what was that one, the one Meryl Streep movie that I just cannot, Into the Woods, trash.
Oh, absolutely trash. I did not make it through that one.
You didn't need to, needless to say.
I tried so hard.
It's so bad. Yeah. Some of the music numbers, I was like, okay, get it. Like, let's go. But then the storyline and just everything else, I'm like, ugh. But Cats is just a trash fire. I have no good things to say. But anyway,
moving
the cabaret
on.
Episode. Yeah, I could have joined theater right after watching that episode.
I feel like that's my one regret from high school is that I didn't do anything like that. I mean, we had school plays and stuff, and I really regret not doing that. I feel like I could have made it big had I. That's what we're going to blame it on.
Would you have been the lead singer?
Obviously. Like, who else would I be? Let's get real.
So you'd play Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yes, I would.
Paige has all these repressed dreams of her Broadway career.
Just let me live, okay? Like, what doesn't Dolly Parton has a song about the coat of many colors? So I would just do a little rendition of that and let me be.
riffing some 9 to 5 and call it a night. Yeah.
My runs are off the chain, okay?
I think we should write a musical.
We should. Don't tempt me with a good time, okay? I have a lot of time on my hands.
We'll have to, we'll make a musical out of one of Julian's books.
Oh, gosh.
A musicale. I did read that, like, I guess Daniel, like, when he does a scene and stuff, like, Eugene really doesn't give him feedback. And I found that interesting because I feel like I want my parents' approval. And I can't imagine being an actor or actress, you know, and they're writing this stuff. And I mean, I know he helped and stuff, but just, I can't imagine being like, I'd be like, oh, Dad, was that good? Like, should I do it this way instead? Right, being right. Like, oh, you got it. I'm like, no, like, tell me what to do. Like, where do I put my hands? I'm so confused. Like, I don't know. That shocked me.
Eugene really wasn't the prominent writer. It was Dan's whole creation.
I just feel like his dad's been so successful. You know, like, I would want my dad's approval, especially if we were in the same industry.
Yeah. That's, he's had so much, you know, more experience and so exactly. many great films under his belt. It's nice. It's really cool to see that. Same time, it's like weird. Like, oh, wow. Okay.
Right?
A little power shift.
This is fine. We're fine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we act when the cameras are not on? We're not doing this whole shit stream thing. Like, do we reverse back to, you know, you're in charge? I don't understand.
I feel like they're very much like their characters, though. I love watching, like, interviews and stuff with the actors and actresses just to, like, see how they are apart from their characters. But it was so funny because just watching them in a normal setting, I'm like, you're literally acting like your characters. You, David.
La, 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 la.
Paige usually gets a little number in.
Every performance, I'm telling you, it's those high school dreams that never happened. I'm now like... It's honestly really bad. Like, I've always, okay, even when I was little, I would just make up songs. Like, I remember my pawpaw would, like, push me on the swings, and I would just, like, make up songs. Like, to the tune specifically of Oh My Darling Clementine, I don't know why. But, like, that was just a tune I knew. Or Jingle Bells, that was, like, a snappy tune that I could just put some words to. But then meeting Lauren, like, magnified that issue. And, like, I sing so much. Even in stores, I've caught myself. I was in the grocery store today after church. I went to the grocery store. And I'm, like, singing on the noodle aisle. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in public. Like, you know, what are people going to think of me? Luckily, I had on my safety mask so no one could see my lips moving. So they really didn't know it was me. But like,
you can blame someone else.
If someone looks at me, I'll be like, oh my gosh, why are you singing so good? Please take that outside. Knowing good and well it was me. But it's not even a song. It's something random. I don't know.
I just sing what I do.
Same.
I'm that person. And I feel like a lot of people hate that person when you're just like literally walking down the street and you're singing. You're like, I'm walking down the street. Look at me go. Like, just so stupid.
Julian, are you a singer? Or, I mean, do you just like put your feelings into your work? Or like, what's going on?
I used to be a singer, but now I think about it, I don't as much anymore. Yeah, I don't sing situational things, at least. This is definitely what I do. If someone says a quote and I know it's a song lyric, I'll sing it. Okay.
You're like, I didn't want to do this to you, but I have to because it's a song, so.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a quote singer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Love that.
I guess they didn't necessarily ever say where Schitt's Creek was, and I guess that was like a on purpose thing.
I have a few guesses, if you want my hot take.
Paige, where do you think Schitt's Creek is? Please tell us.
I'ma say it's in Ludowice, Georgia.
Oh,
yeah, because I live there and it's similar. So,
oh man,
shots fired. Gratatata. Okay, go ahead.
I guess it was purposeful, like they specifically didn't want you to put a face to the name type of a thing. Like they didn't want to say a certain state or...
Kind of like Springfield with The Simpsons, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it was filmed in Toronto, or not Toronto. It was in Canada, though. It was like a little... Supposedly, it was a really cute town that they kind of turned gross, quote unquote, to kind of match... the motel that they used was actually like a campsite for like a basketball sleepaway camp. So I guess in all the motel rooms, it smelled like a locker room.
Love that. Have you ever done a sleepaway camp?
I did. Yeah, I did two sleepaway volleyball camps, one for Wisconsin Badgers and one for Fighting Illini. Okay.
Lauren, did you play volleyball?
I still do play volleyball, Julian. I have played.
Whoa. Tell him how we won the championship.
Stop the episode.
Tell him. Tell him that we won. Tell him we're winners.
We just last year, we won. Paige was also involved. She was on the team. We all
I played
won.
Left bench. No, I'm kidding. I was involved. I was in the game. Okay.
My husband's military squadron, a championship trophy.
Julian, if you're interested, I'll send you a signed copy of the poster. I have a picture on my phone. And,
right
yeah.
now. Do you all know how obsessed I am with volleyball? Are you stop the whole episode. Obsessed.
Do you play?
Do I play? No, I am not coordinated to play any sports. I am a hazard. I am a liability. There are not enough doctors to cover the incidents. I watch volleyball religiously. Like,
really? Yes.
So
into okay, it. Who's your team?
So my teams are the UCLA Bruins and the Purdue Boilermakers. Which is so great that you said that you went to the Badgers and the Fighting Illini sleepaway camp. Wow. I'm just like, yo, are you serious? Yeah, I follow Big Ten. I follow Big Ten volleyball, something serious.
I went to a men's game. I went to USA versus Poland. I was rooting for Poland. Sorry, USA, but I'm Polish, so.
That's when they held it in Chicago, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I geeked out so much because I got to meet Max Anderson from the USA team, who is so hunky. Yeah. It was hard for me to like stand still because I'm like, wow, you are zaddy.
Yeah, I'm a huge Micah Christensen, the setter.
Yeah. There's just something about male volleyball players that just attracts me to them. Like, I feel like someone could be quote unquote not my type, but then if I find out that they play volleyball, that's usually a good head
She's
turner.
Like, just kidding, I'm interested.
No, seriously though, like I've had that happen where I've met someone and maybe they're not really like my type, but then they have like setter's hands that are like just buttery smooth. And I'm like, all right, you set beautifully. I'm into it. Let's
do this. I did not expect that twist, but I love it.
I love it. Volleyball is seriously my life.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to start coaching little girls volleyball. Oh,
so. It's awesome. The cutest thing. So I want to be there because Lauren and kids, such an interesting combo. I'm like, I have to come and watch this. I can't wait.
Another smooth transition. I would thrive in Schitt's Creek. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I could actually live there. I would just have to work at Rose Apothecary. I feel like I would try and steal Ted from Alexis.
Okay.
It's just bound to happen. I love him. This is kind of a hot take. I don't think that Ted should have really taken Alexis back.
Hot take.
Don't get me wrong. I love them together. I really do, because you see Alexis's character. She really does grow internally. Mm-hmm. But this is what plays out in my head, right? So Alexis screws Ted over the first time. And then he meets me, so then we just get happily married.
Okay. I love small towns. I love where I can go places and everyone knows me and stuff like that.
You're like, I'm basically famous.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. So yeah, I think I could. At the same time, there are some things I need. And it looked like the distance from that small town to like things that I really need, like a Best Buy or something, it was rather far. I'm not about that travel life just to go get a new phone charger. I don't know. So, yes, I could do it, but I would have to, you know, really talk to some people to get a few upgrades. Just a few.
I would franchise a TJ Maxx for sure. Like, that would be moving.
That would boom there.
Yeah, that would be move number one, because you know Jocelyn loves her little farmhouse, very lived-in style home. And I feel like she would probably be the one to get that Maxinista card so I could make some sales on her for sure. Paige, I already know you could not live in Schitt's Creek because I feel like that's kind of a been there, done that for you.
You are correct, but I agree with Julian because, like, I'm from a small town and I love my hometown. Like, I would live there in a heartbeat. Like, if that's where my husband wants to retire one day, heck yeah, I'm there. But at the same time, I don't like the – and I haven't lived in a very small town like that being an adult. So maybe it's a little different. Probably not. But, like, being in high school just – yeah, like everyone knows your business, and if you didn't go to the thing you said you were going to go to, or, you know, it's like everyone just knows literally everything if you're home or whatever, and I don't like that aspect of it, but everything else, I love, like, being close to people and just, like, having your little hometown things, like your special little areas and maybe little places other people don't know about, you know, for picnics or whatever, just the little things. I could do it, but now that town specifically, absolutely not. That is a no. Hard now.
I feel like I would thrive in some little Schitt's Creek drama. Like, ooh, did you see Mutt was, you know, talking to that Tennessee chick and having little raccoons living the place? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would live for that sort of drama.
Oh my goodness. I guess we did casually, but, like, what's everyone's favorite episode? I'm always curious because it's, like, different with everybody. But then when I hear it, I'm like, oh, I get the emotional attachment to that. Yeah, I'm with you. Uh-huh.
I loved the episode, the baseball episode, where they get David to play because Patrick's like, come on, like, I do stuff that you like, so, like, do the thing that I like, come on. And they all just look so cute in their little baseball jerseys. They kill me. Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites, or just anyone where Alexis is like, ew, David. Or the David's classic, oh my God. Like, just...
It has to be the episode where Alexis auditions and she gives her song. Like, that song changed my life. Like, I saw that scene before I saw the episode because you showed it to me. Because you're like, I know you don't watch this, but this is you. And I'm like, yes! So that episode just has a special place in my heart for so many reasons.
It's so good. She puts her heart and soul into that number, and you can't do anything but just encore. Encore, yes, encore.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Julian, what's your favorite?
It is open mic night when Patrick first sings Tina Turner's The Best. Oh, yeah. That episode just hit me in so many ways.
Just snaps all around.
That is such a good episode.
Yes, yes. It really
was. And he's got a great voice.
He really does. Beautiful. Yeah, he does. So I'll go with that one. It was just like a really sentimental moment I wasn't expecting because the whole episode was like, oh my gosh, we're having open mic night. In this town, it's going to be a disaster. And then when he goes up there with his guitar and does that, I was just like,
love
okay,
it.
Okay, you got me. I'm here.
So good.
Take me with you. So yeah.
I would have to say one of my second favorites is definitely the episode. I feel like they balanced the emotional and the comedy so well. And it's the episode where Patrick proposes to David.
The hike. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh my God. And you just get all the feels from that. And then they come back and David's ready to, like, you know, announce this news and everyone's kind of pushing him aside the whole time. And he's like so offended and his mannerisms when he's offended is just phenomenal. So you get that full on emotion part. And then all of a sudden everyone just like, is too into whatever else is going on for them not to care at the moment. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I would be remiss not to mention real quick the names of Roland Schitt.
Jocelyn.
And Jocelyn. But also after Moira helps Jocelyn, they name the baby Roland Moira Schitt. And I will never forget, I was watching that episode with my husband, and Ryan, he laughed so hard that he actually couldn't breathe just because it sounded like obviously rolling in more shit. And it was so great because it was so unexpected, number one. And number two, like, it's just such good writing. Like, I can't even wrap my head around, like, just the wordplay and everything is so phenomenal. So I could not go through this episode without mentioning that, because it was just such a comedic moment that just won't get old ever for me. Like, it's so funny.
Right. How did you put that together? Starting with the first episode, did you see four seasons down the line how these two names would work perfectly?
For real.
Ew. Ew. Ew, David.
Just channel your inner Alexis, okay?
I was not made for the stage. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ew, David.
I think Julia beat us. That was too good.
Brava.
La 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 la. A little bit Alexis.
It really sounded like you were putting your chest in that one.
I did. I shimmied.
All right. Julian, where can the people find you?
At Winters Julian on Instagram.
Paige.
Yes, dear.
Where can the people find you, sweet Paige?
Well, most importantly, the people can find our podcast at @andheresWhy_pod on the Instagram. And the people can find my personal page by either clicking in the bio there or just searching for me. If you want to just be weird about it, it's at @paige.hollinsworth. Lauren, do you have an Instagram?
Wow. You know what? Funny enough, I do. My Instagram is @LaurenHWrites. Just like that.
Bam. Just like that.
Julian, thank you so much for coming on the show, talking about one of my favorite shows.
You are such a good time.
Thank you. This was a ridiculous amount of fun. I don't think I've laughed this hard in a while. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your book comes out soon, yes?
Yes.
Your newest one?
The newest one comes out September 8th.